You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor. We're here for you every Saturday afternoon live from 2 to 3 p.m. And the reason we're here live is because we want to talk to you. If I didn't want to talk to you, I would tape the show and put it in a can. So you are welcome to call. The number is 631-451-1039. Got a great show for you today. First of all, we've been talking a lot about candidate preparedness and, you know, getting ready for that all-important interview. And so we brought Douglas Walt. He's the president and owner of Resume Stream Media to join us today. And he's one of us, those of you that are career experts out there. And we also have maybe one of the greatest organizations on Long Island, Stony Brook University. We have Steve Riccobono, the Assistant Director of Human Resource Services, and Jen Rossler, the Manager of Recruitment and Training and Development. Now, Stony Brook is not here as an expert witness today. They're here with jobs. So you get a pencil, get a paper, call the kids, do something, because they've got some terrific opportunities that are coming up in just a minute. We're also going to be joined in a few minutes by Bob Simmons, who you're very familiar with from this program, about talking about some of the special challenges that veterans face. And before we really kick off the show proper, I just wanted to talk about veterans for a minute. You vets out there, you have a tough situation. You really do. And I don't know, I'm not a politician. I don't know that the country is doing enough for you. But you have to remember the famous words of Tom Jackson, an author who wrote a book called The Hidden Job Market. And he said, it is not the best qualified candidate that gets the job. It is the person best qualified at job getting. As far as I'm concerned, no truer words have ever been said. You veteran folks are great soldiers, you're great leaders, and so on, but you may not be great job hunters. And we'll talk about that on today's show, and we're going to be doing a lot of specials for veterans coming up in the near future. First, let's welcome Douglas Wall. Douglas, you work for, you're the president, I should say, of Resume Stream Media, a career management service based in Riverhead that focuses on resume development, interview coaching, cover letters, and LinkedIn profiles. Resume Stream Media was established in May 2015 and has been actively helping job candidates all over the U.S. Doug just received his certification as a Certified Professional Resume Writer, CPRW, from the Professional Association of Resume Writers and Life Coaches, and is now one of 5 certified resume writers in Suffolk County, the only one in Eastern Suffolk, and one of 10 on Long Island. You certainly got the right audience here, Doug. Let's talk about your business and what you do and how you can help our listeners.
Thanks, Scott, and thanks for having me today.
Sure.
Pleasure to be here. Essentially, you know, just learning about the job market, understanding what candidates are looking for, understanding what recruiters are looking for. In my previous life, I worked for CA Technologies as a hiring manager in the digital marketing area. Mm-hmm. So I interviewed candidates regularly. I wrote job requisitions, and you know, you're making sure that you can find, you know, the proper applicants, but also that have a cultural fit, that can understand, you know, the business. And what I'm trying to do is understand, you know, what the challenges are out there. How can I help candidates at various levels and various verticals? So whether it's somebody at, you know, the C-suite or executive level, or somebody at the individual contributor level, that could, you know, get them to understand the science around it. It's not just putting out a resume and putting out your chronology of your history of what you've done and for your experience. Mm. It's how do you properly marry benefit statements? How do you properly marry keywords? Now, a lot of things are online these days in terms of computers and algorithms that preset before you even see a recruiter or a hiring manager. So making sure that they understand the science of it, understanding the content. Recruiters are looking for simplicity. They're looking for truth. They're looking for direct content and accessibility to that content. So trying to really help any level, any band, and any candidate, understanding the job market's a little challenging
right.
these days.
Well, so if we've got any listeners out there that need some career advice, then, you know, certainly I can help you, but so can Douglas. So
thank you.
Let me also go over to my compadres here from Stony Brook. I actually worked at Stony Brook. We talk about that a lot on the show, and I'm very familiar with Stony Brook and what an amazing place it is to work, and how, I'll tell you, the culture is really great there, too, as far as I'm concerned, from the experiences that I had. Welcome, Stephen, and tell us a little bit about Stony Brook that we don't already know.
Well, thank you for having us on the show, Scott. So Stony Brook University is one of the largest single-site employers on the island. We have over 15,000 employees, and we are essentially a city within itself, you know, with our own power plant and hospital, one of the only teaching veterans homes in the country. There's only a handful And so we do, and the university has an alliance with Cold Spring Harbor, Brookhaven National Lab. So we really run the gamut. And to support the 24,000 students that we have at the university, you know, there's about 15,000 staff in the hospital, the veterans home, and the university combined together. Jen and I are here today to talk about jobs, mainly for the university and our outpatient clinical area as well. And, you know, which is in line with our School of Medicine. You know, the university really provides great services to the community, as well as, you know, teaching and growing and developing the youth to be professionals that we need them to be.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good. And I have to give you guys some credit. We, you know, I'm in the staffing business now, and we were looking for some biotechnology graduates for a company here on Long Island. And I went right to my old buddy, Dr. Yaakov Shamash, who's still the greatest as far as I'm concerned. And he connected me with Diane Fable. And I got over to some of the professors. And the next thing I know, I had two candidates that were right, you know, really perfect. One with biomedical engineering, one with biotechnology. And these candidates are now on interviews. So we've opened up a pipeline, and I'm very proud of that. You know, with Stony Brook, right into this company that's really growing fast on the island called Sartorius. So it's an interesting story. And I'll let you know how those interviews turn out.
Okay, great.
And your career services department also does a fabulous job. Mariana Savoca, yes. Shout out to her. I also want to shout out to Jim Smith, my buddy, who I believe still works at Stony Brook. So, okay. So we have Doug. We have Steve, and pretty soon we're going to be talking to Bob Simmons about what veterans are going through. But first I want to talk about just regular job hunters, Doug. I mean, where did they go wrong?
Well, there's a number of different things. I mean, there's a general perception of the older process of how people, you know, they fire out a bunch of resumes. It might be blind in process. There's no real preparedness. There's no process that they actually follow mm-hmm. in terms of taking the time to understand what a company does, number one. Also what their needs are and how you can benefit that company. So I talk to people at so many different levels, whether they're executive level or students. And students, you know, they're going through college, they're trying to get their curriculum and their life path together, so they're not going to be that informed on things. Mm-hmm. But when you talk to people in the market, there's just a lack of process that they actually take within themselves to be proper communicators, to be proper, you know, to be punctual in terms of when they're corresponding with a recruiter or a hiring manager. So it just seems that it's very ambiguous. There's not a lot of, you know, clear-cut process where people actually take the time mm-hmm. to study a company, understand their boilerplate, understand what they do, talk to customers, things of that nature. So I think, you know, it's something that they need to be much more process-driven and understand the end-to-end experience of when you start to apply, you invest in yourself, you take the time to take a look at your experience and your character set, and how do you move forward from there. So
okay, and I also want to welcome Jennifer Rossler. Jennifer, you're the manager of recruitment and training and development for Stony Brook, and tell us a little bit about your role.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Sure.
So as the manager of recruitment and employment services, I oversee all of the hiring initiatives that go on the campus. We currently just went live with an applicant tracking system in February of this year. So that's been a huge change for not only our candidates, but also internally. So we're still, you know, getting that system up and running and
right.
Working with our candidates to help them learn how to use the system to apply for jobs. So we've been working on that project now for a while. And then we're just working with the recruiters to try to help, you know, streamline some of our processes, make it easier for the candidates to apply to jobs. In the past, it was very difficult. You had to apply to every single job individually. Mm-hmm. And so now that's the big thing that we've been working on recently is trying to get the word out there that it's a lot easier to apply to jobs at Stony Brook now. But going back to what Douglas was saying, as far as the applicants are concerned, part of working with them is helping them to understand how to apply to us in the right way
right.
so that we can get the right jobs for them.
I also hope you're going to give us some tips about that, Jen, because people could use all the help they can get,
yes.
especially with one of the largest, if not yes. one, the largest employer on Long Island. People want to know, yeah, how do I do it? How do I do it? Because you guys have jobs that are beyond teachers. You have administrative
Absolutely.
Jobs.
You have everything.
You've got accounting. You've got every marketing.
Yes.
There's nothing you don't have. So
from power plant operators
yeah.
to surgeons to yeah, I mean there's
right
jobs that run from the gamut. From,
yeah. So yeah. If you can tell the listeners today the best way to apply a job at Stony Brook, you're doing everybody a favor. So we'll get to that in a minute, Jen. I'm counting on you for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, Steve, I don't know. You know. But all right, so I also want to welcome Bob Simmons. Let's see if Bob is with us. Bob, are you with us today? Bob?
Yes, I'm here.
Is Bob Simmons there?
Yes, I am.
We had Bob Simmons. No?
Yes, I'm here.
All right,
here.
Then. The heck with you, Bob. just give us a call back when you can get on the line again. Let's talk about, as a group, let's talk about this whole job hunting system. I mean, I've always said that we should have a credit-bearing course, whether it's middle school, high school, college, or grad school, or all four, a credit-bearing course on self-marketing so that people are taught. You don't have to learn it on the street. You know, you don't have to pay a consultant. You don't have to, you know, suffer through the mystery of finding a job or beating an applicant tracking system or how to use LinkedIn, because that's become the tool. And I just think that nobody does it. Where is such a thing? I mean, yeah, you can go to the Department of Labor and they have great workshops and so on. But there's so much to learn. There's so much about it. Did you get what I said before about Tom Jackson's comment? I think it's the best qualified job getter that gets the job every time.
Absolutely. It's the technique that the candidate uses to really put themselves out there so that when we're screening through hundreds of resumes that yours stands out, it matches the qualifications. It speaks to what the job is and what we're looking for, the skill set that matches, because that's the candidates that we're necessarily looking for.
Okay. All right. Let's give Bob another chance. Hey, Bob, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
This is turning into a joke now.
No.
Oh, there he is, Bob. Speak to me. Doing great. It's great to have you back on the show.
Good. I'm happy to be here.
And listen, we gave you a little shout out earlier. We were going to talk because Stony Brook is interested in this too, about all the difficulties that people face that are veterans, Bob. And
yes.
And I was saying, I don't know if I said it before the show went on or after the show went on, but I believe they should have a job waiting for them when they get back here.
I wish they did.
And they just don't. And there's some of the, they don't get any real training like the rest of us do in how to write a resume and so on. They're too busy fighting the war. So, Bob, what are they up against?
They're up against a lot of things. The first thing they're up against is that many of the resumes I've seen, or the people coming out of the military, they're not focused. You can look at their resume. You don't know what job they're targeting. It's very, very generic. I guess an underlining theme is their resume can apply for, you know, multiple different jobs. So that's the first problem they have, is that they have no job focus on the resumes. Mm. Second problem along with this is that they're using military terminology. They're using barracks and they're using squadrons and things like that, which the outside civilian world don't know. So they have to translate those military terms into military terms, into, you know, civilian terminology.
And it sounds like those terms might also be intimidating to some people.
Yes,
you know,
they are.
When you start, you know, all military things, sometimes people get a little nervous, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I think there's some sort of misperception out there about people who are veterans not being, 100% emotionally stable and, things like that, which I think is crazy to put them all in one lump like that. That's just awful.
But, and a lot of them have leadership abilities that they don't really exonify. They don't really exemplify on the resume, or even if they get into an interview, they don't talk about an interview itself.
Mm-hmm.
The veterans I find that I've worked with have very, very strong hard and soft skills, especially the soft skills are really good, and they have, like I said, a tough time presenting it on the resume itself to get interviews.
Right. Bob, say hello to Douglas Walt. He's the president and owner of a Resume Stream Media, a career management service firm. So you guys are in the same world.
Hi, Bob. Nice to meet you virtually.
Yes, we are.
All right. So, Doug, do you have any thoughts about veterans?
I do, Scott. There's a lot of great points that Bob makes up. And it goes also broadly to a lot more candidates across the board. The fact that, you know, I'm not sure if they're getting proper support to making sure, number one, that they're targeting what they want to do. But how do they, you know, genericize some of the language? How do they customize it over time? I mean, sometimes we might have a foundational resume that will advocate to candidates, but it's always important to customize it as you're targeting a specific job requisition, as you're targeting benefit statements. And, you know, and Scott made a great point earlier about brand statements and how can a veteran or any candidate, for that matter, be able to personalize their brand and accentuate their summary qualifications, accentuate their core skills. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in a military function. It can be something that talks to leadership, that talks to cross company collaboration, that talks to a lot of things that recruiters and hiring managers are looking for. So is there anything that you see to that, Bob, that might be valid?
Well, let me go over to Jen. Jen, do you guys have some sort of a plan, program, or project, you know, that would, you know, say sort of attract veterans? Or is there anything like that in place? And would you like to see something like that in place?
We have been working towards that over the course of, I'd say, probably the last 2 years or so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As we had started speaking earlier off the air, we absolutely see that is important to us as a university, especially to the HR department. We partner with the Office of Diversity and Affirmative Action, and we're always looking at ways that we can reach out and try to partner with organizations that work with veterans, mm-hmm. Or various ways that we can do outreach to them in order to get our jobs in front of them.
Mm. It's just a difficult situation for everybody. Steve, you have any thoughts about veterans? Do you, when you get a resume from a veteran, do you give it any special look?
Well, our system really kind of makes it all blend together so mm-hmm. that, you know, you don't, but we do try to give, you know, the veterans the consideration that they deserve, especially if they're a really good fit for the position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it certainly benefits us to, you know, to bring on their good skill sets that they have.
In the last year or two, I've seen a trend with a lot of private businesses that seem to be doing what they can to hire. I mean, companies like Verizon, I know, are very interested in this. Mm-hmm. And certain companies more than others. You know, they actually hired somebody to recruit veterans. I mean, that's just like, you know, you got a whole bunch of recruiters, and one of them is job. I think that's great. I mean, I think that's a big help. But I think helping them focus, Mr. Simmons, isn't that what we really need to help them do?
Well, we do need to do that to get them focused, basically have them, you know, use the right terminology and so on and so forth. But let me just add to this that this past Tuesday, I was very blessed in order to meet with LIJ, North Shore Health Systems. And actually, Stony Brook was there. All the partnership agencies were there. And these people are really committed to hiring the veterans. It was absolutely an outstanding workshop they ran. And just to put a little plug in for them, any veterans listening to this show right now, they're going to be running a special workshop called Barracks to Business Workshop on August 26th at the New York State Department of Labor office in Patchogue. And all veterans on Long Island, any veterans for that matter, can come to this. And you'll see, I think, right there that LIJ, North Shore Health Systems, are really committed to do. I was really amazed how committed they are to hiring veterans.
Wonderful. That's great. It's great news. All right. So we're going to be talking about some actual jobs. Why don't you get us started, Jen? Give us one or two before we go to the break. We're starting out with the Assistant Dean for Advancement for the College of Engineering and Applied Sciences.
Sure. So one of the opportunities that we're really excited about right now is this brand new opportunity, an Assistant Dean for Advancement for the College of Engineering and Applied Sciences. It's really important for us. For this initial person coming in, as you know, this is a newly developed position, to fill this position with the right person so that they can then build a team to help bring the college to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
We have actually engaged an outside search firm to help us identify candidates for this position. But overall, we're looking for a skilled and accomplished fundraising professional to serve as the chief development officer and the very first assistant dean for advancement. For the College of Engineering and Applied Sciences.
Mm.
This person will have an immediate opportunity to hire their own team of three directors of development, and they'll assume a critical leadership role as a chief development officer. They'll provide strategic direction for development, alumni relations, and advisory council units within the college. The person should have a broad and deep knowledge of advancement, including all aspects of educational fundraising, securing leadership gifts, and working with corporations and foundations. And they should have a demonstrated progressive accomplishment in educational fundraising and donor relations, as well as campaigns, alumni relations, and board management and development.
Okay, now before we go to the other jobs, we're going to be hitting the break pretty soon, but maybe you could tell the viewers now, how do they apply for jobs at Stony Brook? Do they go to the website? Is there a certain career page?
Absolutely. So all of our jobs are on our website at www.stonybrook.edu/jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get there, it's very easy to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
There's pretty much buttons for you to push depending on what type of job you're looking for. So somebody that was interested in the opportunity that we just spoke about, right there on the front page is a link for executive searches, and they can open that up and see all of the positions that we currently have.
All right, so then they go through, they go to the applicant tracking system, then it gets filtered to the recruiters.
And then
ultimately to the hiring managers and back to the candidate.
Yes. So the people can now create a profile in our talent management system so that they can apply to multiple jobs at Stony Brook that they seem to have a good fit for, which is something we haven't had in the past with the old system.
Okay.
So our new system allows people to kind of create a profile so that you apply to that first job, you kind of have everything all filled out, and then you see in a couple of the jobs, you could quickly apply to those as well.
All right, terrific. So some advancements there at Stony Brook, a little technology being added. On the other side of the break, we're going to actually get really deep into the jobs that Stony Brook has opened. We're going to explore much more about how to find a job and also try to help veterans best we can. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor. We'll be right back.
Space. You eyes looked from your mother's face.